and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word of God, who for our salvation is will to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change did become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit, save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Call into remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord. Amen.
In thy kingdom remember us, O Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
We offer thee the cry of the thief, and we pray, remember us in thy kingdom, O Savior.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
For the forgiveness of transgressions we offer unto thee the cross which thou didst accept for our sake, O thou who lovest mankind.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
We bow down in worship, O Master, before thy burial and rising, whereby thou hast delivered the world from corruption, O thou who lovest mankind.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
By thy death hath death been slain, O Lord, and by thy resurrection hast thou saved the world, O Savior.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Risen from the tomb, thou didst meet the myrrh-bearing women, and thou didst tell thy disciples to announce thine arising. Those who slept in darkness, beholding thee the light in the nethermost parts of Hades, O Christ, were raised from the dead.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Those who slept in darkness, beholding thee the light in the nethermost parts of Hades, O Christ, were raised from the dead. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let us glorify the Father, let us all worship the Son, and let us hymn the Holy Spirit with faith, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Rejoice, fiery throne, rejoice, bride unwedded, rejoice, O virgin, who for men gave his birth unto God.
Wisdom arise, let us attend.
O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ, O Son of God, who is risen from the dead. Save us who sing to thee. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When thou the deathless light didst go down to death, then didst thou slay hell by the lightning flash of thy divinity. And when thou didst raise the dead from the lower world, all the powers of heaven cried aloud, Christ our God, giver of life, glory to thee. Today is the beginning of our salvation and the manifestation of the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God, Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Thy holy martyr Nestor, O Lord, through his sufferings has received an incorruptible crown from thee, our God. For having thy strength, he laid low his adversaries and shattered the powerless boldness of demons. Through his intercession, save our souls.
Father Nicholas just
Thou didst rise from the tomb, O powerful Savior, and seeing the miracle, hell was terrified, and the dead rose whilst creation at the sight of it rejoices with thee, and Adam exalts. And the world, O my Savior, ever sings to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Having fought the good fight, thou didst win immortal glory. Through the prayers of the martyr Demetrius, thou didst become a perfect soldier of Christ. Therefore, O wise Nestor, do not cease to intercede together with Demetrius for the salvation of us all.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Queen of the heavenly hosts, defender of our souls, we thy servants offer thee songs of victory and thanksgiving for thou, Mother of God, hast delivered us from danger, as thou hast invincible power. Free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee, Rejoice, unwedded bride.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy art thou, O our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear us.
And hear us.
And unto ages of ages.
Amen. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of
command,
ages. Amen. Holy
bless
immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Let us attend.
Peace be unto all.
And unto thy spirit.
Wisdom.
The broken eyes of the second soul. The Lord is my strength and my song.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
With chastisement hath the Lord chastened me, but he hath not given me over unto death.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
Wisdom.
Greetings from the sacred epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us attend.
Bless the Master.
Brethren, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I do not lie. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. It is doubtless not probable for me to boast, but I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one is caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which are not granted for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, and of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmity. For though I might desire the most, I shall not be a fool, for I speak the truth. But now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I besought the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in infirmity. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
Peace be upon the reading.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Hallelujah, the second call. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect thee.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our minds to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desire, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things which are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. And unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, all laudable apostle and evangelist Luke,
Amen.
With God, who blessed the wise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
At that time, Jesus sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain, so they begged him that he would permit them to enter them. And he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and the country. And they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. And the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. He got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed through the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we're back to the pigs. And the important lesson here today for us is, by what power was this man healed? How was he healed? And I would have to seal by humility. Why? Because
Jesus had kenosis. He was completely self-emptied. And he had no pride as a man. He was totally in union with the second person of the Trinity, such that he is the second person of the Trinity, but he has a human nature and a divine nature. So he is
completely self-emptied, completely in submission to the will of God. So the demoniac was healed by humility. And that's indeed true. And so he says to him, go tell what great things God has done for you. In other words, he's been healed, this man. The demoniac has been healed. And he's sitting clothed and in his right mind. And then he proclaims to others the healing that he has received through the humility of our Lord. Well, this happens to dovetail just precisely with the epistle today, where St. Paul is talking about a man, which means him, who has gone up to the third heaven. In Jewish theology, there are seven heavens. But he went up to the third one, where it's not permissible to speak what he heard. And he said, you know, I'm tempted to boast about that, but I'd be a fool if I did. But I was tempted. But God has put a thorn into my flesh. We believe that that thorn was probably some kind of blindness or eye problem that he talks about in another place. And so he says, I prayed about this, and concerning this, I pled to the Lord three times that it might depart from me, it says in today's epistle. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So, in other words, it's only through lowliness, through humility, that the power of God can work through us. There is no other way. It's impossible. St. John Chrysostom says that the foundation of Christian philosophy is humility. Without humility, all of our spiritual work is built on sand. So in other words, we got to repent, we got to know something's wrong, but if we're going to start building spiritually, the foundation is humility. It has to be. Why? And if we just go back, angels and men fell because of pride. The reverse of that has to be applied, humility, to bring mankind back into health. Abba Anthony states that I saw all the nets of the enemy laid out on the earth, and groaning, I said, who can escape all of these snares? And I heard a voice reply to me, humility. So God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, says Jesus, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The first will be last, and the last will be first. And we know also from the Beatitudes that we say in every liturgy, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, poor in spirit means humble. So it's necessary to have humility to return to our natural state to gain salvation. This is a return to our health. This is becoming truly human. But it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that we gradually have to do. We gradually have to destroy the habit of self-exaltation. And I think we have a lot of different ideas about this, and lots of confusion, too. But really, in Orthodox theology, and for the maintenance of the soul and for its care, we talk about this as being number one. We've got to address pride and vainglory. It has to be done. Even though it's extremely difficult to pin down, because a lot of us feel unworthy and we want to say that we can't even approach the Holy Church and so on and so forth. But believe it or not, this also is pride. Because everything is open to us. Of course we're welcome. All of us are here in the hospital because we're sick. So that too is pride. And as a matter of fact, the Holy Fathers tell us that this is a very difficult, prolonged struggle, and it's a process. St. John Climacus, of course, in the latter divine ascent, which we'll read.
read later this year, he expresses some of these ideas. You know, I dress in fine clothing and I'm proud. Well, to counter that, I dress in poor clothing to be humble and I'm proud again. And you know, this is the kind of thing that we're fighting, and I even hesitate to stand up here and preach about it, honestly, because we all are affected by this. But we have to start somewhere, and it's the foundation of everything we do. If we mess this one up, nothing matters, really, spiritually, because it's all going to be destroyed. If none of it will stand. So we have to have this firm foundation. And if we don't have it, we have to start with a step there. We have to make that decision to get into the fight. So proper humility, the fathers say, is the art of arts and the science of sciences. In other words, it's very difficult to learn, but something that we need to start on. St. Isaac the Syrian says, a man who has attained to knowing the extent of his own weakness has touched the perfection of humility. So it's about knowing ourselves. And of course, St. Anthony agreed that we can't know God without knowing ourselves. And if we know ourselves, we're going to be humble. Because we're not. None of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't even be here, right? We'd be out there doing incredible things because we'd be, you know, equal to the Messiah. But that's not possible, right? This is insanity. It's craziness. So we need to be here, and we need to start with humility. So how do we do this? Well, there's several things. I'm going to go to the end here, and I'm going to just say what they are. I'll talk about each one briefly, because I know my wife is here. She's going to say briefly. Prayer is first. Prayer has to be first. Reading Scripture and lives of saints, very important. If we're not reading the Scripture and the lives of saints, we're missing out. Remembrance of death and the ephemeral nature of this life. Love and counting others as better than ourselves. Peace of heart in difficulties and thankfulness for everything. So in other words, that's how we're going to overcome our pride. And we need to put them all into effect. Why? Because this is such a difficult, prolonged struggle. We need all the tools we can. Prayer is going to be number one. It says in the Proverbs, my son, give me your heart. It also says in the Scriptures, pray without ceasing. Well, that seems incredible, but we need to start. And I came across a quote from St. Gabriel of the Seven Lakes Monastery about 120 years ago. He wrote this quote, which is beautiful, about prayer. And it references the need for us to be humble. So he says, the greatness of prayer is the mystery of sanctity. By this prayer, people attain unto the power of sanctity. It is the whole secret of the saints. I'll let that sink in. It's the whole secret of the saints. Uninterrupted prayer, the unceasing repetition of a single great thought about the Godhead. The greatness and power of God are made perfect in weakness. The mystery of sanctity is the art of arts. Humble-mindedness, gentleness of heart, humility, and obedient meekness are filled with all kinds of greatness. But highest of all is the holy work of prayer. It will become higher than anything else and will subdue and destroy every evil thing, all the thoughts and feelings of the enemy. Well, that's pretty exalted. That's wonderful. And that is what we need to start on. And of course, we use prayer. That can be done anytime where Jesus Christ has mercy on you, or a longer form. But we can do that at any time. We can do it formally in front of our icons or at other times. Or we can do it informally at any time. We also need to meditate on the emptiness of this world and of our own death. And that's very important for us, that when we do that, we'll realize that everything on earth is ashes and shadow and smoke, says St. John the Chrysostom. The other thing that we put into practice, God willing, is love for our neighbor. And counting them better than ourselves. St. Paul says, in humility, count others better than yourselves. Philippians 2:3. Well, and this is also reflected in the Scripture, of course, and in the liturgy. I was listening to a podcast about a new translation of the liturgy for the Bulgarian church through the OCA. Father Silvio Muta was his name. And he was mentioning that in his translation, it's always the sinner. There's always the definite article there, the sinner. And it refers to ourselves. And the that capitalizes the T, the sinner, because we are that. And he says there's a coherence between scripture and tradition on this. In other words, we have that same phraseology in the scripture, where in Greek it's the sinner as the publican stands at the back of the temple or the church and says, I'm not worthy. And it's also in the liturgy. Before God, we say, the sinner. I am the sinner. And of course, before we receive communion, we say, we're the greatest of sinners. But that's important for us. I am the sinner. I'm not worried about other people. I'm not worried about anyone else. Because as a matter of fact, everyone else is better than I am. And that's not for us to wallow, again, in self-pity and say, I'm not worthy and do all that. That's missing the mark. That, again, is pride. We have to come back and say, I take responsibility for my sin. Yeah, I'm missing the mark. I'm not perfect. Of course not. Let's just admit it. And say, I am the sinner. But then, how do we know we're making progress? And the fathers tell us, if somebody insults us and we don't react, we're making progress. So it says, believe that scorn and insults are for your soul remedies against pride, and pray for those who mistreat you as being true physicians. St. John Cassian says that the true sign of humility is to bear injury to ourselves without grieving or complaining. In other words, we attain some kind of impassibility, some kind of peace of soul, some kind of stability and foundation. And that foundation is going to be humility. And it's going to make us able to do good to our enemies, right? That Jesus tells us you have to pray for them and do good to your enemies. It's impossible without developing this within ourselves. It's just not going to happen. The other idea is that we need to be thankful for everything. And at the end of the liturgy today, we're going to say that every good and perfect gift comes down from being the Father of lights. And so having Thanksgiving, that we're going to actually celebrate towards the end of November, Thanksgiving towards the end of November, we'll have a special service for that and focus on that. But the sacrifice acceptable to God is going to be thanksgiving and thanking God for everything that comes into our life. So gratitude allows us to see that everything that we have comes from God and that we're only intermediates and stewards for what God has provided for us. So we don't really have anything. Even our talents, everything that we think we have really comes from God. And we have to acknowledge that. And that's going to heal, it's going to help heal our pride and vanity. Finally, we have to be reading the scriptures and the lives of saints. And they're going to teach us how to put these things into effect. So yesterday was Saint Demetrios. Today is his associate, who is Saint Nestor. And Saint Demetrios is one of the greatest saints of our church. And he is just a beautiful saint. And he's from Thessalonica, England. He was the son of a commander of that city. And the Emperor Maximian, when his father died, put him in charge, not knowing that he was a very devout and secret Christian. He said, you've got two responsibilities. Defend the city from pagan attack, or from barbarian attack. And number two, kill all the Christians. Those are the things you got to do. So, he protected the city and was very devoted to that. But at the same time, he, instead of killing the Christians, went around preaching Christ. Right? So he did just the exact opposite. But he wasn't a fool. In other words, he knew what would happen to him very clearly. He knew that he was going to get killed for this. But he did it anyway. Right? So this is great wisdom, isn't it? That he knew what the consequence would be, but he did it anyway. So he preached the gospel in the city, and many thousands of people came to Christ. And of course, in the end, the emperor heard about it. He came back, and just as predicted, he was enraged and threw him into prison. He had his servant, St. Lucian, distribute all of his goods to the poor, and he sat there in prison. Well, meanwhile, Maximian really loved a great spectacle, and in this case, this was something like a bloodlust circus, where he had a favorite who was Laius, who was this huge giant, and he would basically take on all comers, and he would kill them in a very unique way. So there was a platform, like a wrestling platform, and when he had defeated somebody, there were spears set up all underneath the platform, and he'd throw them onto the spears. And of course, the people would delight in watching them die. So that was what Maximian enjoyed doing with his favorite, Laius. And St. Nestor went to Demetrius in prison. And he said, "Can I have your blessing to fight this giant?" And so St. Demetrius prayed, and he says, "Yes, you have the blessing to fight the giant, but know that you're going to suffer as well very soon after." And so he went out, and with the sign of the cross, he fought this giant. He defeated him, threw him down on the spears, and of course Maximian was enraged, demanded that he be killed immediately, and Demetrius killed him. So five swords went through the heart of Demetrius, and also St. Nestor died as a martyr. And he did that. Why? Well, it gives us a clue in the Secura of Vespers and Matins. It says, "O wise Nestor, with true courage thou didst slay the prideful tyrant." In other words, he couldn't let the pride of these pagans stand. And also in another place it says, "Thou didst escape the gloom of pagan vainglory." And so, in other words, encouraging the Christians to put their faith completely in God, just as Demetrius had done, knowing what the consequence would be. That's okay. But that was humility, isn't it? Doing what God wants us to do regardless of what's going to happen. And then even praying for our enemies. So prayer, reading scripture, and the lives of saints, remembrance of death, love and counting others better than ourselves, and peace of heart and difficulties and thankfulness for everything are all things that we can keep in mind and will guide us to a firm foundation, because these qualities are going to allow us to cast out the demonic legions in our own lives and to heal our own injured nature. So just like the demoniac, we can sit clothed in our baptismal robe and in our right mind heal of every disease and infirmity. So may God bless us through our acquired knowledge.
Amen. Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say, O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, for the newly reposed servants of God, the Matushka Judith and the Hierarch Nikon, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, Anthony and Nona, and for the
all the brethren of this holy house and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, and unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may teach the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Lord, have mercy.
Save them, have mercy on us, and the kingdom of God by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom.
For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Faci, faci, mirum, gospodo, pomalincia.
Gospodi, pomilus.
Sacrifice, passi, pomilus. E socra, ni nas boge, tvoje, eu blago, datio.
Gospodi, pomilus.
Heart good and love us in mankind, that looking down upon our petitions, that would cleanse our souls and bodies from all defilement of flesh and spirit. Grant us to stand blameless in his
Grant
also to those who have growth in life and faith and
without
speaking of all that was invisibly abhorred by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick and suffering in nursing homes and hospitals, those that have asked us to pray for them, unworthy though we be, for Ryan and all who are sick in this day, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom. Those under persecution throughout the world for the Orthodox faith, Father Daniel and his flock in Indonesia, all those under persecution, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom. Those who are passed on from this holy temple that we now hold in remembrance within our hearts, all children dying in this day, and for you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. That we may receive the King of all, who comes in peace.
Complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Christian's gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Boundless, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pray for the peace, the faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Grant the remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Sufficient ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
All remembrance, our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, Lord. Amen. And to thy spirit.
Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess. The doors in wisdom let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right. It is meet and right to worship the Father.
Now it was your brothers and sisters and the Lord. It is the way that raises up against us.
And the Holy Spirit, the Trinity.
We thank you for this word, Jesus, and we accept
that
our hands
will
understand
why. And the undivided.
Singing the triumphant hymn. Shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord of Zion,
holy art thou,
heaven and earth, the fullness of thy glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the remission of sins.
Amen.
And likewise after supper he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sin.
Amen.
The second glory is coming. Thine own of thine own, we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all.
We
send down the most Holy Spirit upon them, apostles, at the third hour. Take him not from us, O good one, but renew our hearts. Grant me clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me, O Lord. And send down the most Holy Spirit upon them, apostles, at the third hour. Take him not from us, O good one, but renew our hearts. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Partake for the purification of souls, the remission of sins, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, for boldness towards thee and not for judgment or condemnation. Again we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith. Especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary.
It is truly me to bless thee, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most blameless and the Mother of our God.
The Holy Glorious Ones
of all and the Church. Without corruption gave his birth to all the world. The very Theotokos did to be
magnified.
It is truly meet to bless thee, O Theotokos, ever blessed and
most blameless and the Mother of our God. More honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption gave his birth to God the Word, and wherein veiled for God's thee do we magnify.
Among the first, be mindful, O Lord, of his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, and of his eminence, our Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And all mankind.
O Lord, the city in which we dwell, every city and country, and those who in faith dwell in them. Remember, O Lord, travelers by land, sea, and air, the sick and the suffering, captives in their salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and do good in thy holy churches, and those who remember the poor. And upon us all send forth thy mercies. Remember, O Lord, bishops John and Paul, Archpriest John, Deacon Mark, Monk Ignatius, Mother Susanna, Matushka Barbara, Nunny Sophia, for Sophia, Gabriel, Alwyn, Chapel, Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Joanne, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Entisar, Saul, B, Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Maurice, Gus, Davis, and Travis, George, Gary, Patty, Gary, Carrie, Stephen, Carrie, Johanna, Seth, Dave, and Susie, Steve, Annette, Travis, Tara, Andrea, Clayton, John, Sonia, Maribel, Julie, Bronwyn, Jimelyn, for Eileen, Andrew, Alana, Patrick, Alex, and Hannah, and those who are with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, and Jessica, and the newly reposed, Richard, Helen, Howard, Ludmilla, Pap, Sam, Lily, David, Zoya, Michael, Natalie, and Scott, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise and glorify the most honorable and majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
And may the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Having remembered all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altar, the sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, the faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
And let us worthy, O
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. O Shemash, Yishayisina, Yishayisik, Yosh Vedita, Imyato, Yedabri, Yedita, Yedita,
Gospodi de praeclonitia.
Sail with those who sail in trouble, with those who travel by land or by air. Heal the sick, for thou art the physician of our souls and bodies. Attend, O Lord Jesus Christ, O God, in thy holy dwelling place, from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, O thou who sittest on high with the Father, and visibly present with us. Holy things are for the holy.
One is holy. One is Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Yet in fiat, yet in gospel, Jesus Christos, slavo Boga os amen. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest. Alleluia, alleluia, thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, alleluia, for his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, alleluia, for his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. Give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, alleluia, for his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him who alone hath wrought great wonders, alleluia, for his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that made the heavens with understanding, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that established the earth upon the waters, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him who alone hath made great lights, alleluia. For his mercy endureth for alleluia. The sun for dominion of the day, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. The moon and the stars for dominion of the night, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And led forth Israel out of the midst of them, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. With a strong hand and a lofty arm, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that divided the Red Sea into parts, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And led Israel through the midst thereof, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that led his people through the wilderness, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. To him that spoke great things, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And slew mighty kings, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. Zion, king of the Amorites, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And a king of the land of Bashan, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And gave their land for an inheritance, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. An inheritance for Israel, his servant, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. For in our humiliation, Lord, remembered us, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. And redeemed us from our enemies, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. He that giveth food to all flesh, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, alleluia. For his mercy endureth forever, alleluia. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath
for I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thine own most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and ignorance. And thou take me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thy enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, of the human soul and body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for leading your soul and body in life everlasting. Here in God, Judah partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, healing your soul and body in life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Gabriel partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for leading your soul and body in life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God,
as the heart panteth after fountains of water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, the mighty, the living. When shall I come and appear before the face of God?
Of the holy
years have been my bread by day and by night, whilst it is said to me daily, Where is thy God? These things have I remembered, and I poured out my soul within me, for I shall go to the place of the wondrous tabernacle, even to the house of God, with a voice of rejoicing and thanksgiving, yea, of the sound of them that keep festival. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God.
Amen.
Within me my soul hath been troubled, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and Hermonium, from the little mountain. Deep calleth unto deep, at the voice of thy cataracts, all thy billows and thy waves have passed over me. By day the Lord will command his mercy, and by night his oath shall be with me, my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, Thou art my helper. Why hast thou forgotten me? And wherefore go I with downcast face, whilst mine enemy afflicteth me? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God. O send out thy light and thy truth. They have guided me along the way, and have brought me into thy holy mountain, and unto thy tabernacles. And I shall go in unto the altar of God, unto God who giveth gladness to my youth. I will give praise unto thee, O God, my God, with the harp. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks unto him. He is the salvation of my countenance and my God.
Mary partake
of the
Thou thyself art my King and my God, thou that commandest the salvation of Jacob. Through thee shall the horn of our strength push down our enemies, and through thy name shall we bring to naught them that rise up against us. For not not in my bow will I hope, and my sword shall not save me. For thou hast saved us from them that afflict us, and them that hate us hast thou put to shame.
My heart hath poured forth a good word. I speak of my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a swift, swiftly writing scribe. Comely art thou in beauty more than the sons of men. Grace hath been poured forth on thy lips, wherefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty one, in thy comeliness and thy beauty, and bend thy bow and proceed prosperously and be king, because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall guide thee wondrously. Thine arrows are sharp, O mighty one, under thee people shall fall, sharp in the heart of the enemies of the king. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Wherefore God thy God hath anointed thee with oil of gladness more than thy fellows.
The sacred reader next time partakes of the precious holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under remission of sin and life.
Myrrh and stacte and cassia exhale from thy garments, from the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. They, the daughters of kings in thine honor, at thy right hand stood the queen, arrayed in vesture of inwoven gold, adorned in various colors.
Christ greater than the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and power of God. Grant that we may implicitly partake of me and another in the whole of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by the confession of the prayers of all thy saints.
Save, O God, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
We have seen the true light. We have received the heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, worshipping the undivided Trinity, who has saved us.
Blessed is our God, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mouths be filled with thy praise, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy, divine, immortal, and life-creating mysteries. Keep us in thy holiness, that all the day we may meditate upon thy righteousness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly, life-creating, and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Good day, O Lord.
For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord,
let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. To him and be enlightened, and your faces shall not be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his tribulations. The angel of the Lord will encamp round about them that fear him, and will deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that hopeth in him. O fear the Lord, all ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Rich men have turned poor and gone hungry, but they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good thing.
The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ God, and our hope, glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father, bless.
He who arose from the dead, Christ, our true God, through the prayers of your mother, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles,
of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, of Saint Nestor, whom we commemorate in this day, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.
Amen. Today is the beginning of our salvation and the manifestation of the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God, rejoice thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Blessed ascetic of the northern wilds, and gracious intercessor for the whole world, teacher of the orthodox faith, and good instructor of piety, adornment of Alaska and joy of all America, Holy Father Herman, pray to Christ God that he may save our souls.
Ever and unto ages of ages, amen.
Queen of the heavenly host, defender of our souls, we thy servants offer thee songs of mystery and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from dangers. But as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee. Rejoice, unwedded bride.
Greetings to all, especially to our visitors. Downstairs, we have a lot of food today, so if you're thinking of going, please stay and eat with us. It is a fundraiser for the youth who are going to Alaska this coming summer. So it's by donation, and it's spaghetti. So please be generous, and everyone is certainly invited to partake. Secondly, we have an early liturgy on Thursday morning, 5:45 matins, and 6:45 is going to be liturgy, so that's a little unusual, on Thursday morning. There will be, at 7 p.m. on Thursday, it will be catechism as usual. There is a time change coming up next Sunday. We fall back by 1 hour. So that's going to happen on Saturday night at midnight. Sunday morning at 1, at 2. Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Oh, well, somewhere in there. It falls back by 1 hour. Make sure you set it back. So you get an extra hour. I have a quote here from Saint Paisios, the Athenite. It says, "You must also view all the others as saints." By the way, this is the quote for today in this little patericon here. "And to see only yourself as a sinner, the smallest among all, even if other people may be sinners. We have no right to see them as sinners. We have no right to judge them. We have no right to speak against a sinner. We have only to see ourselves as sinners, the smallest among all." Okay, other announcements? Yes?
I heard from a former parishioner last night, many of you might know Eileen. She asked for prayers as she goes in for some tests for cancer. And to pray also for the fire. She's in San Diego area,
the fire. Eileen Burns?
Yes, sir.
Eileen Burns. Sophia?
I put something through yesterday afternoon, but the email did not go out yet. My brother got a heart attack, or my cardiologist from Parks and Rec Club. He's had a stent put in, but he's in the ICU, and he may have more surgery. So this is my brother Keith.
Here in Portland?
Keith.
Keith. Okay, so Keith has had a heart attack. Please pray for Sophia's brother, Keith. Anyone else?
like the young adults group is going to be led by John. And Roy and I are going to host it in our home. And it will be monthly again. And I think for now we're going to do it on the second Tuesday of every month. So we'll start in November. And I believe that Ethan John would like to start with the book.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Glory to thee, our God. Glory to thee, our God. Glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me, a sinner, but thou hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome life-creating mysteries, for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, and the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom, preserved by them in holiness. May I always remember thy grace and not live for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, Maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for thy communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with pure conscience of thy holy things for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, the forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers and thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thy awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you who gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God, grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and release me from the slavery of mine own reasonings, and enable me even to my last breath to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of body and soul. Grant me tears of repentance and confession that I may glorify you all the days of my life, for you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty and has revealed to us the heights of humility. Teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, so venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you protect those who honor you. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave us birth to God, the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
thine it is to show mercy to sinners. Unto thee, the eternal glory, together with my Father, who has unto thee, and most holy good in life, dear Mr. Spirit, and now and ever, and Lord of all ages. May the Lord bless each of you by the kindness of God, and all the good things of the rest of all days of your lives. May he direct your journey to your kingdom, and his kingdom, and your Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
replaced every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just put a fresh set of the rechargeable ones in.
Yeah.
Every time.
Okay. That's what the problem is.
Okay. If that's all, then I'm good.
Thank you.
All
right.
I just want your blessing. Since I'm going, I'm not going to be here starting Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
For a week. So I won't be here for Thursday liturgy.
Okay.
I was going to do that.
Hopefully the same.
That will feel. He might because early. It's the best possible anyway. So in lieu of fasting on Wednesday and Friday, because none of the people I'm staying with, including my wife, will not be fasting. I'm going to fast on Tuesday.
All right. Well, have a good time.
Thank you, Ted. Okay.
At home.
Okay.
And I would appreciate that. Can you get over to the
yes, I can.
Railing?
Yes, I can.
Is it there?
Yes,
I can.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get it out of the way.
Thank you.
I still couldn't get all the little cracks from when he got it. Toothbrush I had wasn't, the bristles weren't stuck enough. You know?
Well, he got a bee in his bonnet, didn't he?
Compulsive. This is the most, this is so much fun, they're going to get so clean, you just go all
wow. Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
No, I didn't realize that he cared so much about having a...
Thank you.
God created.
Yeah. Some of those black robes.
This is the kingdom of God. It was prepared. This is our history of the kingdom of God. We started
all the way over there.
Wow.
1-1. Time has been passing. And is this called a fatusha?
It's called a time machine.
It's a ribbon. It's a time machine. John called
it's a time machine. It's a time machine. It's not a fatusha. It's a time machine.
Okay. So
and we're rolling out the time from the beginning of creation to, so now we're into when life is going to, the blue is before life was on the earth, and then brown is when there's been
so
earth.
Much.
So much time has passed.
That's a lot. I'm going to roll this all back up.
Yeah.
Is there another color?
What do you think is going to happen? God was preparing. This moment, this is when Jesus came.